Hello, it's Alphabet Soup. This week it's John Gibbons hosted. I've not hosted this for absolutely ages, and I'm very excited. Even more so because I've got a bevy of beauties in front of me on Zoom here. I've got Olivia Graham. I've got Olivia Graham. I've got Paula Murphy, and I've got Andy Heaton as well. And we're going to go through tea. So we're up to tea at the moment. And yeah, we're going to have some fun with it, some footy players, some Liverpool celebrities, a couple of bars maybe, we'll see. We'll see how far we get to. Hey, so I'm going to...
Derby!
Sorry. Well, let's start with Jimmy Tarbuck then. Come on, Andy. Yeah, your favourites. I've heard you've got a big Jimmy Tarbuck poster up on your wall. Only competing with his Lisa in your affections, isn't he, Tarby?
Yeah, right next to Silla. Right next to Silla.
Well, this is the funny thing. One of the reasons I want to talk about it is that I think sometimes people outside Liverpool are surprised how many famous people from Liverpool we all dislike. But it's and they always go, one of my mates got married in Ireland, and there was a run through the day before where like the groom had to go and the best man and a few of them had to go to all people, you know, Andy, but I won't put any names in there. But anyway, while they were waiting around, the priest was like, was looking to make small talk and thought, well, they're from Liverpool. Cilla Black had just died basically. So he was trying to bond this, like, oh, terrible about Cilla Black, wasn't it? And my mate who'd had a few Guinness was like, oh, no one's asked, Father. Which really made me laugh. So it's something that we quote quite often. If someone's talking about something that no one's bothered about, we just go, oh, no one's asked, Father. It just really made me laugh. But yeah, anyway, but Tarby is, he's another Tory, isn't he, Andy, that we've all decided isn't one of us.
I mean, that's it. There is like an ongoing thing, and I've had a similar thing where, oh yeah, Cilla wasn't terrible, and everyone just laughed. No, it's just kind of like, I know, like during the '80s, there was the on your bike thing with the Tory government, which is another tea actually. So there you go. But it was how quick these artists, comedians, singers, whatever, kind of just turn the back, and it's not even like moving to London or anything like that. It's kind of with it, how quickly they get them in with the land of, with the land of gentry, if you will, and all, and kind of forget about the roots and change their accents. And Tarby was a prime example of that.